This is a recording from the Get Bent Festival of Queer Diversity in Manchester. See our website at www.get-bent-manchester.com or just search for Get Bent Manchester on Google. Friday the 24th of August 2007, Ida Lukowska from the Culture for Tolerance LGBT Festival in Krakow came over from Poland to talk with us about the differences between Poland and the UK. Her theme was poor children, perverts and troublemakers, being queer out and loud in Poland.
Ida Lukowska has come from, you live in between Krakow and Warsaw at the moment. The Culture for Tolerance Festival has been going for the last 4 years. Ida was one of the founding members of the festival and has come to talk about the kind of like queer life in Poland and like being labelled as poor children and perverts and troublemakers, and has some photographs as well, which I hope you can see.
First, I'd like to just give you like a short picture of why the situation in Poland right now is as it is, because I mean it's much different from how it is in Western Europe and in all democratic countries, and I think it's like very crucial that you understand it first of all, the subject of sexual minorities in Poland is very, very new. So only after 1989 it was legal to have any sort of NGOs. So before the 90s you weren't allowed to have any sort of association, foundation to do anything connected with society. I mean it was illegal, and it was also illegal to speak about human rights and all this kind of stuff. So it was only from the 90s that there was a possibility to do anything. And the other thing is that in the late 80s there was a big action, like the secret service, secret police, that they arrested homosexual men and they put their data on the files. Some of them were used to blackmail those people, to force them to cooperate with the regime, and was in the late 80s, and those data still exist, and was like thousands of people. So, and those data still exist, nobody knows where. And so like thousands of gay people, I mean, they still feel endangered because lots of them are not out. I mean, obviously people over 30 or 40, I mean, hardly anybody is out as a gay person. So, and I think that's one of the reasons why all the queer activists in Poland are very young. I mean, I'm 26, and for example, as for Krakow, as for my organization, I'm one of the oldest. Like, I mean, people coming to us like are like 19, 20. So, and that's one thing about the poor children. I mean, because that's the picture of out queer people in Poland that lots of our friends or some organizations from West have. I mean, they come to Poland and they say, oh, those poor children, so young and so innocent against such a dreadful homophobic government and etc. And the first attempts to do something, I mean, the first organizations in Poland, they were started in the 90s. But the first attempt, because like first of all, they were for the community. So they're working inside, it was supporting groups, HIV AIDS prevention, this kind of things. But it was not, I mean, they weren't seen outside. So like a typical, straight citizen of Poland would know a thing about sexual minorities. So the first attempts to do something in public were in 2001, 2002. In 2001, there was a first parade in Warsaw. I think there were 20 people with their face covered and holding some, banners. And in 2003 there was the first visibility action, and it was called Let Them See Us, and you got the link to that action, it's the last one on that page. So, and this photo, I mean, it's from that action. I mean, it was like this, that he had posters like this of young, like, people holding hands, and they were supposed to be put somewhere in the streets and also like the in some galleries in the biggest Polish cities. But it was, I mean, it happened to be a huge scandal, and most of those exhibitions never took place, because, for example, in Krakow, the gallery, it was a city gallery that was supposed to hold the event. Like 2 days before the opening of the exhibition, they resigned. And then another gallery, private gallery, said, okay, so we're going to have the event. And the owner of the building told them to leave and kicked them out. So, and in most of the cities, and with the billboards on the streets, I mean, either we didn't have the permission to put the posters, or they were destroyed with paint. So most of the pictures, I mean, most of the people didn't have opportunity to actually see the pictures. So, but it was a huge scandal, and I think for a month or so, all the Polish media, all the newspapers, I mean, they had a huge discussion whether we should be allowed to show such things in public. And because, like, I mean, it's funny because they didn't actually see the picture, so they didn't know what they are talking about. But what they said was that this kind of picture, I mean, it's shocking and it can be harmful for your children, so it shouldn't be put in public. So it's like this and another one. I'm sorry, they're so small. Yeah, it's like just like this. I mean, it's like... I mean, we had this exhibition afterwards in Germany, I think 2 years ago, and the thing was that we had to make a huge speech about it because people didn't understand what it's all about. I mean, they didn't understand the point of the photos, I mean, what they were representing. But the truth is that, like in 2003, I mean, to see especially men, two guys holding hands on the street was really rare, and probably they would be tourists. So, yeah, and it was 2003, and then, and it was the first time that it was loud about sexual minorities in Poland, and that everybody was discussing, like, in Kyiv, on the SREM, just people were quarreling about it, whether they were pro or against, and it was the first time. And then, a year after, in 2004, there was, the first festival in Krakow, Culture for Tolerance Festival. And so, I mean, the thing is that, I mean, it was organized by some of my friends and me, and I think there were like 10 people organizing the first festival, and was supposed to be kind of a student culture festival, and in Krakow there are loads of little student festivals. So, and we didn't want to have the march, because what you see, this picture is from the march. We didn't want to have the march. We just wanted to organize some nice things for our friends. But then, like, organizing it, we discovered that it's so... I mean, that we can't just, you know, I don't know, have a picnic or have a nice, I don't know, cup of tea with friends talking about queer life in Poland and abroad. I mean, because it was so hard to organize things. For example, we weren't able to cooperate with any organizations or institutions funded from the city or from the government. Because, for example, one gallery that we're cooperating with, I mean, they were just forced to kick out us and the event. I mean, it was not that they were unwanting to cooperate, they were just called to the city hall and they said, well, you know, we're just discussing your funding for the next year, so what start you're cooperating with does faggots. I mean, just, and the same with the university. I mean, so we discovered that actually, I mean, it is more, I know, political than we thought it would be, and that we decided that we want, I mean, we have to have some kind of demonstration, that we have to, like, go outside, because, like, we're just kicked out from all the places that were kind of public. So we decided that it's, you know, our it's the last moment just to claim the public space for queer people. So we decided to organize the march, and it was week after Poland joined the European Union. It was exactly because it was the second weekend of May. So as you see, there are some European flags and some rainbow flags and some, Swedish flag, because we didn't have any support from like Polish, from city of Krakow or some Polish national institutions, but we had huge support from abroad and especially from Western countries, which is very good and which enabled us to have the festival. But on the other hand, there goes this poor children label, because like it's kind of like 19th century charity, like, you know, oh, those poor children alone against the whole world, so let's help us. I mean, it was funny with the Swedish group, because we had the huge group from Sweden, gay activists and artists, and we're exchanging emails before they came, and it was like, they were like, oh, hello, darling, and everything. So we're like writing like this, and then the plane landed, and turned out they're like, you know, bunch of gentlemen over 60.
Oh my God.
And we're so astonished, and we're like staring at them, and they were staring at us. Like, okay, like where someone grew up. So they decided we're poor children, and with the march, we expected like 200 people, 300 people to turn up, and I think 1,500 people turned up. So, which unfortunately was too much for the police, because nobody was expecting so many people. And unfortunately, also nobody expected that a count manifestation would be so big and so violent, because there were some all kind of neo-Nazis, hooligans, also such people, and we got attacked with the stones, eggs, bottles, like everything you can think of. And unfortunately, some people got injured. I mean, nothing serious, but so.
Did a lot of kind of people who identified as straight join the march?
I think half of the people, even more of the people participating in the march, were straight. It's like this, that there are lots of, first of all, we don't ask about like sexual orientation or whatever. It's just if somebody wants to get involved and help, then that's great. But there are lots of people, like gay people, that really hate us. And we got such tons of hate mail from some gay people and gay organizations. Because like what we actually do is we make them visible. We bring the issue to public. So because of course the march was also another scandal. And there were people claiming that we wanted to provoke, because there was a Catholic holiday on the same weekend, and they also had their march or procession or whatever. So like they decided that showing, perverts and Catholic priests and, you know, people praying on the streets on the same weekend is a provocation on our side. So there was a kind of scandal with the march, and I think that most of LGBT people in Poland are really scared to be dragged out of the little closets and to be forced to live out. For example, it was funny with the first festival, because we're organizing it just as, you know, a bunch of students, and some of us didn't have their coming out at home. And for example, a friend of mine, his parents saw him on TV, and that was his coming out, that his parents saw him on TV, talking about the festival and the march. So it wasn't very nice. And the other thing was that, for example, I was the one who get deducted in media because I was the only one that was out at home, and my parents were okay about it. And so I called my parents asking whether I can use my surname, and said, "Well, it's ours, but it's also yours. So do what you think is right." But I was the only person, so I was the one. I mean, on this year festival, I was like officially spokesperson for the media stuff and everything. But like the first time was just purely accidentally, that just because my parents are more open and tolerant than the other people. So yes, like so for like the straight majority were this kind of perverts, like endangering their, you know, their morality and their, I don't know, religious holidays and their children and everything. And for LGBT society, well, you know, this kind of troublemakers wanting just to get into trouble, to get them into trouble. I mean, the thing is that I think 89% of Polish people, they say that they don't know any gay person. So, like, because of that and because of sexual education or lack of sexual education we have at schools, I mean, people just don't know basic things. So they're afraid, and then it's very easy to use this fear against certain groups. I mean, just to get people, like to gather people around some fear, like some, because like they feel endangered because they don't know what's going on. I mean, for example, it's very common in Poland to confuse homosexuality with pedophilia. And some groups use it like on purpose, confusing those two things, right? So they say, oh, they're going to come for your children and they're going to rape them because they're perverts. They want to harm you. So you gotta defend yourself. So so there are some pictures from the march. I mean, yeah, I think it's from 2 years ago, and there was this huge rainbow flag from Belgian guys. I mean, just some guys from Belgium came with huge rainbow flag. So, yeah, so that's the flag. Yeah, make it a bit bigger, yeah, like this. And the thing about the festival is that we during the second festival, we didn't have the march because it was just 2 weeks after the Pope died. And as you know, the former Pope was Polish, and so there was like national mourning time for the whole week. So like all the mass events were cancelled. So we decided, okay, like all the events are cancelled, so we cancelled the march. And then like suddenly, because we had all the media all the time, and suddenly we cancelled the march and nobody gave a damn about what we were doing. And we like had 4 days of, you know, different events, like I think like 35 different events, like I don't know, scientific conference, film shows, exhibitions, like lots of discussions, and like nobody gave a damn, because as long as there is no, I know, there are no riots, nothing is going on, I mean, there's no blood, so media weren't interested. And the same this year, I mean, they were expecting like huge riots, and nothing happened. For the first time, nobody got injured. So as soon as we posted just a statement that we, like, thank you for the march, it was like a big success, nobody got injured and everything, so the media, like, my phone stopped ringing. I mean, it was ringing for a week, like day and night, and as soon as I said, okay, nobody got injured, it stopped ringing. So I'm sorry to say, but media, I mean, like mainstream media, are really bloodthirsty. Okay, I'm fortunate because, like, as you see, I mean, this looks pretty nice inside. And it's a great fun, like, the march. Because, I mean, it's not like, you know, the parade. It's not a parade. I mean, there's no music, no drag queens dancing, nothing of the sort. I mean, it's a political demonstration. And actually, it's not only about sexual minorities, it's just about, open society, tolerance, like, you know, this kind of very basic thing, like this basic things about democracy. And so I think that's why so many people get involved. but that's how looks the front of the demonstration. And and that's how look our counter demonstrators. I mean, the good thing is that the police, they do wonderful stuff, and I mean it's just they really, I mean, they take it seriously to protect. I mean, because since our demonstration is legal, I mean, for them, I mean, it's, they don't care if it's about I don't know, gays and lesbians, or is it about I don't know, people wearing yellow hats. I mean, if it's legal, it has right to be protected, and so they do. I mean, they do everything to protect the demonstration every year, and yeah, so. Yeah, but that, yeah, there are the guys on the other side, I mean. and the thing, I mean, I was really shocked for the first time when I saw those guys with their hands like this. Especially because like it's only like, I think 30 kilometers from Auschwitz Museum. So like, because I'm not from Krakow, I moved to Krakow for my studies, and I was convinced that so in such nearness to Auschwitz camp, I mean, nobody would dare to, I don't know, to use some Nazi symbols or to say gays to gas, because that's what they say, like gays to gas, lesbians to the concentration camp. I mean, there are just few of them, but the thing is that some political parties or some other organizations just use them and use their language and use this hatred to get visible and to get attention and to get like public support. So that's a nice little symbol. Actually, the guy on the last photo, he was wearing it on his shirt, and. Like in Poland, faggot is pedal. It's like a pedal, like from the bicycle. So it's just the sign, and then it's written like pedaling forbidden, like, you know, like on a street sign, like pedaling forbidden. So So like for this year festival, we wanted to have our little answer to pedaling forbidden, and that's our poster from this year festival. And by the way, if you're interested, I mean, I can't give them to you because like there are just three left for me, but you can have a look about, I mean, there are thousands of flyers from this year festival, and you can have a look at the program, because I think it's quite nice. And by the way, like one of the reasons that I was very happy that Tomboy asked me to talk to you today is that I want to invite you to get involved with the festival. I mean, it takes place every spring, every April in Krakow. It's 4 days, like it's a weekend, it's like Thursday to Sunday. And like everything that is connected to queer culture, if you have like, I don't know, any kind of project or something, and you want just to have opportunity to have it, like we try to get money, hopefully, and some space and possibility to make it happen. And it's really great because like it's like people like from all over the world, so like from Israel and I don't know, the States, and from Sweden and from Czech Republic and from Belarus, and like it's really international. So that's another like two posters on the street, like these are ours, and this one is from another organization called like Culture Catholic Association, and like they pay like huge money every year for those posters, like to stop deviation.
So, is that literally what it says? Stop, yeah. Deviation.
Yeah. And then like you have like you, there is like, you know, some questions they ask on those posters, like, do you want your country to be invaded by those perverts and everything? And the funny thing is that all the posters I saw just in the city, there were, I mean, they had something written, like people like passing the street, they took, you know, something, and do you want to have this, your city invaded by perverts? Yes. And that's another, I mean, that's a cover of one of the most popular Polish weekly magazines. and it says diktat of equality. And as you see, there are people like that, just they're a gag with the word tolerance. So I mean, that's how a big part of society feels about us. I mean, they feel that we actually endanger them, that somehow we want to take away their freedom of speech and their freedom of beliefs, because like they feel that homophobia is their right. So if you want to somehow make it, I don't know, a crime, or at least make it something unpopular, they feel endangered, because like, well, you know, this human rights, citizen rights, this is my right to be homophobic. And so as you see, it's, you know, kind of complex, because like, since it's been only like 4 years now, the festival, and there is another one in Warsaw, and I think in two or other big cities. But apart from that, I mean, we're the biggest queer festival in Poland. And we're still like, okay, maybe not 10 people, but we had like this year we had like 40 volunteers like helping us. So it's really, it's getting big, and we started our own foundation just to handle it all. And I know to have our own bank account and everything. But still, I mean, it's not a professional. I mean, it's not like, I don't know, kind of company running a festival. It's just a bunch of students like meeting every week and just discussing what to do, and I don't know, like doing it. I mean, nobody gets paid, of course. And once I paid like it's like 100 quid for my phone bill after the festival. So like, it's just people are doing it just for, I don't know, for their own satisfaction, their own fun, and because they feel it's important. But still, I mean, we are the mainstream. I mean, because there's nothing else, so we are the mainstream. And I think that's another difficult part, because since we are the only ones, and since we are to be the mainstream, people, I mean, like queer people, are expecting us to represent them. So they want a mainstream festival. They want to have, I don't know, lots of parties in some big clubs and lots of like just fun thing. And actually what happened this year was that we had a huge party in one of gay clubs in Krakow, and I mean, actually it was like really, really crowded, but the guys on the door, I mean, they didn't let in our volunteers. They said that they didn't look gay enough and they couldn't come. But like inside there were dancing people, because it was the party after the march. Like inside there were dancing people that would never ever come to the march, and it was our festival party, and our volunteers who were organizing this all for the whole year couldn't get in because like, you know, the lady at the door said you don't look gay enough, so you're not coming. So I think, I mean, and and I heard like you talking about all this, you know, kind of gay village versus, you know, the rest of the world, and I think in Poland it gets like pretty similar. Like, you know, people just some of them just wanting to have fun, and I don't know, I mean, I even saw once a person that I know from a gay club that he was standing like on the other side of that police cordon throwing stones at me. And so like the guy, I mean, of course he's not out, and like he like goes every Saturday, I don't know, to get drunk and pick up somebody, and then like he goes to come demonstration to throw stones, you know, at that pervert. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of weird. But yeah, but the question is, who are we representing, actually doing all what we're doing? And so we had a huge quarrel about it, whether we should be more radical or more mainstream, and like we're trying to be open to everybody, but does everybody means, you know, all those, you know, kind of commercial way of thinking, or does it mean just, you know, those people who don't have any other possibilities to, I don't know, to get, I don't know, visible and to speak their voice? So like, we decided that we represent ourselves, and that we stated very clearly, I don't know, in our statements, the website, what we want and what we are doing, and if anybody feels that yes, you're representing me, then we're representing them, but apart from that, we're representing only ourselves. But like, it's really hard when you know that you're actually the biggest like queer event in the whole country, and you say, no, we're not representing the mainstream, we're just independent. I mean, because and the other thing is that who are we aiming to get through with our message? Because as I said, like half or more than half of people involved in the festival, in a way that going to the events and getting active about it, are straight people. And on the same time, lots of LGBT people that don't give a damn or they really hate us. So like, it's a question: should we focus on those straight guys, or should we focus on that guys that hate us? Yeah, and the other thing is that, of course, we still—it's still kind of like most of our, meetings. We don't have our own office. The official office of the foundation is my friend's flat, and it's not—he doesn't even own it. So it's just rented flat somewhere in Krakow, and it's the same with, for example, when we have this kind of queer cafe. So it's a kind of discussion meeting. It looks a little bit like this one. So somebody's sitting and talking in some place somewhere in the town, and then people are asking questions and everything. There's the discussion. Most of them, all of them we have in the pubs, some cafes, because we don't have our own place, and we don't have money to rent anything. So basically it looks like this, and still we're the biggest queer festival in Poland. So, the other question is, do you want to get commercial? Do we want to get professional and commercial? Because like, you can't go on like this much longer without any money, because like, it takes the whole year to prepare the festival. This year we had 40 different events, and and of course, people don't get paid. But the other thing is that they don't have time, to go to work or to do anything else, because they're organizing the festival. So it would be fair to, if somebody wants to make this kind of being queer activist their job and not just hobby, it would be fair to give them opportunity, right? So that they could just survive and get some decent money for doing what they really want and what they think is important, instead of going to some stupid job only to get the money. But on the other hand, like, to get such money would have to get more commercial, so it's like this. And so I don't know what else I should say now. Yeah.
Organizing as a commercial event, do you discuss to get entrance fees?
Yeah, that's the other thing, that we don't get any entrance fees. Where we get our funding from? We get like private donations. Like, for example, this year we get, I think, half of the money for which we did the festival, we got from a gay couple. They were getting married somewhere in Belgium, and they asked for money instead of flowers and gifts. And they said that half of that money they're going to spend for their pleasures, and half of them they're going to donate to some organization. So we got a wedding present from some guys from Belgium, and that's how we were able to organize the festival. But it's great and it's funny. But on the other hand, if you think about it, that it's only their choice that they give the money, like the wedding present to us somewhere else. And that's, because like, okay, we can use this this label of poor children to get some money from some organizations, but we don't want to do it, actually. I really hate this image of poor victims from Poland begging for money, because that's not how it is. It's not like this that we're put into jail or that, like, ordinary life. For ordinary person, I don't say about the country, but in some towns and in big cities, it's not that bad, and most of them are not out anyway, and they don't want us. It's not like that we're the need of the whole 2 millions of Polish gays and lesbians. I mean, we're not. I mean, they would be perfectly okay without us. I mean, they have some gay clubs, they have internet websites, so actually we're doing it more for this bunch of people, both straight and queer, who are really, like, I don't know, into changing something in Poland. So it's not that they were poor victims. And I mean, it's not like in, I don't know, in Belarus when they were, I mean, because we had guests from Belarus 2 years ago, and what they said about how they weren't able to start their own NGO because it's, you know, practically illegal and so on. I mean, it's not like this in Poland. So, but the question is, I mean, from where we get the money? Because the other thing is that, of course, most of the things we do without money. For example, we do this kind of barter things, like, I don't know, of course, putting some people's logo, I mean, organization's logo on our posters and on the website and on flyers. But then, like, for example, we sometimes just do this kind of trade, I mean, without money. So, and it is possible, but, like, it isn't possible, like, forever. So, yeah, and the other thing is that the festival, I mean, it grew really big, and right now it's like 40 different events, so, and we've got 40 volunteers, and so it's getting big. So, so there is a question what to do, because if we don't do anything and we keep like this, I mean, right now it's like, okay, I just moved to Warsaw, and I don't know if I'm going to work for the festival for the next year, because I have to, I mean, I just graduated and I have to find a job and start earning money. So... So, and it's the same every year, that I think that's why people are so young, people involved with the festival, because, like, it's, okay, they go to Krakow to study, and then they have some time to think about, I don't know, some social activity. But then, like, okay, it's they're 24, 25, you graduate, you go to work, and that's it. So...
Further education free, universities free in Poland?
Some of them, yes. I mean, they try to get this bill to make them, you know, actually make the students pay, but I don't think it's going to happen in a while. So, yeah, but... yeah, so I don't know. I mean, do you want to know something else? Because, like, it's...
Is there quite a link between Nusin with, like, links and support? Is there quite a link with, like, activists and academics working together?
Yeah, well, yeah, I forgot to say about it, because it's, like, okay, I studied sociology, and my institute, actually, during the first festival, we together, the Institute of Sociology of Jagiellonian University in Krakow and our festival, we together organized the scientific conference, and I think it was the first LGBT scientific conference in Poland, like, you know, focused only on sexual minorities. And the thing is that the authorities of the university tried to force them not to do this, and including almost firing the head of the institute, and like, but okay, like, they did it, and because, like, they have, you know, those gender studies and the specialization and everything, and there are lots of people at the university really involved in supporting us.
Do you think that's because they're getting threatened over the funding of the university?
Pressure. Yeah, but the other thing is that opening gender studies in Poland is something like they are all already against everybody else, and they already have to fight for their life. So for them, I mean, and the good thing about this kind of alternative movement in Poland is that more or less, but everybody supports everybody. So the feminists and the Greens and I know some anarchy punk something groups and gender studies on at the Jagiellonian University and all those, you know, queer and LGBT organizations. I mean, they try to support each other. So, for example, this year when I think 2 weeks before the festival, there was this huge march of neo-Nazis. I mean, because they were celebrating some anniversary and they had a huge march through the center of Krakow. So of course, like, and it was like, I mean, it wasn't organized, like, just, you know, somebody took a phone and called everybody else, like, to gather and to protest. So, and there were like, I don't know, 300 or 400 people. So that's a good thing that like we try to stay together and protect, like to support each other. But of course, the other thing is that I think I told you, Tomboy, like yesterday, that for example, with the feminists, like, okay, like everybody is focused on their little field and not really so happy and enthusiastic about everybody else. So, for example, during the first festival, there is a feminist organization called EFKA, so it means like a women foundation. So and we were talking to them about having some events at their place, because they got some funding from, I don't know, some American foundation, something, and they had their own office and everything, so, and laptop and internet, and wow. So we were talking about using their place for some events, and the lady was like, well, you know, I mean, is there anything about girls, really? Because about those gay guys, I don't give a damn. I mean, I wouldn't let them in. So, yeah. Okay, ask me something, because...
you said there was mainly a really young movement. Is it kind of spearheaded from there's a lot of migration and out of Poland,
yeah.
Isn't it? Is it kind of... Are there a lot of people involved who have kind of experienced maybe a more Western, more sort of tolerating?
Yeah, well, actually the whole idea of the festival was because Tomek, like the guy who invented the festival, I mean, he and his boyfriend, they went abroad, I don't know, to Ireland or somewhere, and his boyfriend is Spanish, he's from Spain, and they came back and they were so fed up with nothing going on in Poland, like, okay, even, you know, this kind of, I don't know, parade or something that. It was nothing going on, and I think we had 2 gay clubs in Krakow. Krakow has almost 1 million inhabitants, and many of them are students. It's an academic town, and we have 2 gay clubs. And right now we have 3, but on that day we have 2 gay clubs. And when the third opened, the first one went bankrupt because there weren't enough people going out to gay places to make them earn enough money to survive. So actually the whole idea of doing the festival and just doing something like in public space and for people was brought from abroad, like from my friend's frustration that there's nothing going on in Poland. So yeah.
So Poland's part of the EC, so you have got people have got the possibility to leave.
Yeah.
You know.
And some of them leave, actually.
Yeah, obviously, for obvious reasons. I mean, hasn't the EC sort of put pressure on the Polish government to improve the record on gay
actually, it's like this, that there is only one place in Polish law when sexual orientation is mentioned, and it's. It's a bill about, against discrimination at the place you work. So it's the only place when it's mentioned that if you're discriminated because of your sexual orientation, you have right to go to court and everything. But that's the bill that was introduced because we were to join the European Union, and they demanded to just to have some of our law, like to make it like parallel to the European law. But apart from that, the thing is, okay, we have, I mean, I think last week, I wasn't there because I was with my parents, but we had a visit from politicians from Manchester in Krakow, and there were some MPs and everything, and they were talking about cooperation and supporting us and everything. And of course, there is a talk in, you know, European Parliament and everywhere about, yeah, like the new European countries, they're so homophobic. But practically, I mean, they don't do a thing, because if we were to do something with our, I don't know, economical things against European Union, I mean, they would they would force us to do their way immediately. As long as it's only about queer people, I mean, they don't do anything. Okay, they talk a little bit, not too much, not to upset our government too much. But apart from that, they don't do anything.
So the Manchester politicians didn't put any pressure on?
I don't know. I mean, they were just last week in Krakow, and they were, I know, I heard from my friends that they were very enthusiastic and wanted to help, so we'll see. But
is there like a cost of it being so connected with kind of European, because I know in Poland there's also quite strong nationalism as well.
Yeah, actually that's Tembo, do you want your computer back?
No, just click on the image. Click on the image behind the...
I don't know, I'll give it back to you. No? Anyway, we don't use it anymore, so you can have it.
No, you don't need it
anymore. No. Like you saw the picture from the first march, we had like European flag and like some, I don't know, Swedish, Italian and other flags. And then we decided that, because that's what one of the things that people said, that it's, I mean, there is, because people before 1989, they didn't hear anything about sexual minorities. They just really didn't hear about it. So they said, okay, that's this kind of queer fashion that came from West. Like you want to be like those faggots in Berlin or somewhere, like dancing naked on the parades. So it's not Polish. I mean, Poland is a traditional country with Catholic values, and it's not Polish to be, I don't know, to be out as a queer person. So, and actually they were saying, like, look, they get money from abroad. They use European symbols, and we also had this huge discussion before joining the European Union. I mean, there were some people saying, no, I mean, it will endanger our independence and our culture and everything. So it was like European Union versus like Polish values. So lots of people say, like, look, they're from the West. I mean, they're not Polish, really. And there is also this kind of very nice organization. I mean, it used to be youth group for a political party called League of Polish Families. And the organization is called All Polish Youth. So, and they were like this kind of new Polish patriots, like saying that everything that it's not like traditional, patriarchal, Catholic, it's not Polish, and it endangers Poland. So of course they had this media action, I Love Poland. And they, you know, just wanting to teach, going to schools and teach young children their version of how to be a patriot, which is very nationalistic and anti-Semitic, homophobic, and all we can have. So this year we decided that we feel very Polish. And for example, even when we're like, people are throwing stones at us, because like they are, like once a year they're throwing stones at us, we decided not to immigrate and we stayed in Poland. So that means that we are patriots. So we decided that we want to like get the Polishness back for us. And for example, this year, and I think you have it somewhere on the leaflets, is the whole circle of discussions titled I Love Poland. So and it's about how to be both queer and patriot in Poland, is it possible or not, and how to feel Polish actually and feel proud and everything. And also we took some Polish like two people, like one is a poet from 19th century and the other guy is a very famous famous composer, and they both were gay, but of course it's not mentioned. I mean, it's, you know, the poet, the lady, I mean, it's their poems, I mean, are in books, on school, everywhere, like you are 7 years old and you have to learn her poems by heart, but nobody would mention that she actually was a lesbian and spent her whole life living with a woman. So we decided just to like make a new history lesson for people. Yeah.
Don't you think that it would be sort of politically more appropriate to oppose Polish chauvinistic nationalism in a way?
Yeah, but like
in a way, if you if you use this nationalistic narrative, would you?
No, but we don't use. We don't use nationalistic narratives. We just say that we feel Polish and because if we let them take like Poland, I don't know, the national colors, national symbols for themselves, then we acknowledge that, okay, if you're Polish, it means you're nationalistic, homophobic, and you hate everybody else except from yourself. So, when we were in Cologne 2 years ago, and they asked us to, I mean, during the CSD, and they asked us to go in the parade, and to wear like you know the shirts with national symbols, you know, with this eagle and white eagle with golden crown. And actually, you know, it was the first time that I was actually wearing my national symbols, and I felt really weird, like, wow, like, do I have a right to do it? Because I felt that I mean it's so strong, this way of thinking, that I felt I was somehow profanating my national symbols by wearing them on a gay parade. And then I felt like, hello, like, my God, I'm Polish, I'm born in Poland, like, my, you know, my grandparents died during the war, like, and, you know, I feel ashamed to wear my national symbols just because I'm not straight. So we decided just to get back our, you know, our nationality and our country for us.
If you don't mind me asking, is this something you can at all discuss with your family?
I'm very, very, very lucky because my parents are really, I mean, they really support me, and actually I think I wouldn't survive a festival or two without them. Yes, like, I mean, it was really hard, and for example, during the second festival, I was the main coordinator, so you can say the boss. I mean, it's not boss because it's not about making decisions, but it's about being responsible just for everything. So, and there was this hotline, Krakow, Warsaw, with me and my parents, and me, like, crying to the phone, like, oh, daddy, I hate this town, please take me home, and everything. So, yeah, but I somehow I think I forced them. I mean, okay, like, I'm really impressed the way they behave, because especially my dad, he's from very traditional Catholic family. And when I had my coming out at home, and I said, well, you know, daddy, it's possible that I will be spending my life with a girl and everything. And all he said was, oh yeah, right, are you bringing your girlfriend for Christmas? So, no, but they really support me. And for example, my mother, she's really afraid that something bad would happen to me, like, because, like, that's the other thing, that if you want to be this kind of queer activist in Poland, it means that you're everywhere, because, like, you're the only one. So there are, like, I don't know, 20 of us in the whole Poland, so all the media, like, everything, like, they have only you. So you're just everywhere. So, like, you can Google me and you can see everything I do. So I don't know, if, for example, I want to get a job and, you know, my employer just Google me and see what I'm doing. So I mean, it's okay with me, but I just won't escape it. So, for example, my mother was just terrified. It was like, what the hell you're doing? I mean, you can do with your life what you want, but do you have to say it out loud? and I think it's very Polish, and it's like, you know, like, it's like one of the things they say, for example, on those Nazi demonstrations, like, róbcie w domu pokryjom, like, do it at home, hiding. Like, you can do it, but do it at home, and don't mention to anybody. So, yeah, so, like, somehow, like, unfortunate, like, getting active and doing something, like, you know, trying to make any difference means that you get very visible and very vulnerable as well, because for example, I don't know if I know there is it is in, and we're actually we talked about it in May about Red Watch and Blood and Honor, the Red Watch website. So, like, I think you know what it is. So, like, we have our own Polish version of Red Watch, and yeah, I'm glad to inform you that all the guys from the foundation are on the website, and we have photos and names. And but actually, I think half a year ago, so they put also the whole class from a primary school because they helped to clean up Jewish cemetery. So like we have good company on the website. No, but still, like there is this full of, I know, hate and really, you know, call into violence website, and you have your photo here there and your name, and like every crazy person can go there and see, aha, that's Ida Łukawska, she lives in Krakow, she studies at Sociology Institute, okay. So yeah, so it's so I think it's still like very I think like for us, because like it's most of the people that get involved in such things, I mean, either they don't have, like, I don't know, any connection to their families, or they have rather open-minded, supportive families. So like we're not representative. And the other thing is that I think until I think this year we had no person, because we have to be aware of a foundation, so we have to have the board. So like it's this kind of the team organizing everything. We had no person in the board that would be born in Krakow. So like you go there, I mean you go to Krakow mostly to study, so you're away from your family and your friends, and you're anonymous, and then you get active and get loud and say, yay, I'm a queer activist. But yeah, so but I don't know, I mean it's it changed so fast, because like 4 years ago during the first festival, I mean it was all only 4 years ago, and it was like everybody was shocked, and we were shocked because it actually worked, but everybody was shocked, and it was like, what the hell are you doing? I mean, it was the first such an event in Poland ever, and now it's like, oh yeah, right, another festival, and like there are, I think, 5 other cities having their own kind of queer festivals, like these culture festivals. And then, like, we don't do the scientific conference anymore because, like, all the other universities, I mean, they do it for themselves, so we don't need to organize scientific conference because they started doing it for themselves. So, and it is incredible, but for example, in Warsaw, the parade is getting commercial. So it's like, because usually it's like this, like we're asking companies for support, they were saying, well, yes, but you know, it's a certain death for us to mention our name and you in the same line, so no, thank you. And now they found some commercial sponsors, so like the thing is that it's funny because like it's all in one, like you have no mainstream, but so you are the mainstream, but you try to oppose against the mainstream in the same time, and like we have all this waves of LGBT movement in the same time, like I don't know, like for example, like in Western countries, like 30 years ago, like this kind of like we're like you, like we're nice and normal, we just, you know, are two guys living together or two girls living together, we have it. But in the same time we have all this very queer way of thinking and doing things, and we have it in this whole time. So it's like, for example, that first visibility action that let them see us, the photos of people holding hands, it was like, look, we're normal, we're just like you. But right now, I mean, we because like saying we're normal, we're just like you, didn't work actually. And because like, as I told you, like just those people holding hands, I mean, they were enough to make a huge scandal, and like for everybody to say that, well, such outrageous things shouldn't be allowed in public. So if it's not enough and if it doesn't work, so what's the use of pretending that we're so normal and we don't, we're gay, but we're actually not, I mean, just a little bit, and please don't hurt us. So we, I don't know, so I think right now I'm talking just about my organization. I think we're getting a bit more radical, and we got so annoyed this year because we have, as you said, like 40 different events, like really like huge range of different things. But we also have, because we also always do it, safer sex workshops, because like nobody does it and you don't have it at schools. Like, so we say, okay, like there's opportunity because we get like 1,000, 2,000 people coming to the festival, so there's opportunity to get some knowledge to them. So we were doing the safer sex workshops, and the lady journalist like from local Krakow TV, she just picked up that one event, which is education. I mean, it's not about, you know, fucking, it's about education. And she made the whole material on the main news about us being sex obsessed perverts. So we got really angry and we decided, okay, so whatever we do, we're going to be sex obsessed perverts. So let it be like this. I mean, and I don't know what's going to happen, but the first version is that next year festival is going to have three keywords like sex, sex revolution and radicalism. So because I think we got a bit angry, so yeah. So drifting even more from the mainstream, I think.
Significant what you were saying about the black and white mainstreaming heteronormative agenda. Like you told me that like from the very start of the festival, it's always been the transgender issues and transgender people have always been there and been part of it.
Yeah.
And the difference in Manchester is that
with trans people, it's funny because transgender people in Poland, they actually don't mix with other queer organizations. I mean, they just, I think they want as little publicity as possible, and so most of them just keep to themselves, and they don't, I mean, actually we don't have any transgender people, I don't know, involved in the festival or whatever, but we always had trans issued events. And even, I mean, it's funny because like we do this LGBT and actually we do all the letters, but we without any trans people like getting involved or even, I don't know, coming to the festival. So, but we, for example, this year we had like cross-dressing workshops, like we invited some professional people just to show how really to do it. So, and we have all this, you know, film shows, discussions and everything. So we hope that as doing so, we somehow invite transgender people to come to us so they can feel, I don't know, safe and, I know, respected. So maybe someday they will come.
Get Bent is Manchester's non-commercial festival of queer diversity. See our website at www.get-bent-manchester.com or just search for Get Bent Manchester on Google.